Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello there, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show that's broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Hey there, you guys. So glad to have you joining me here today for another phenomenal show. Welcome to all those that are tuning in and checking us out from Twitter. Yes. Hey, if you're not following me on Twitter, follow me on Twitter. What are you doing? Twitter.com/Charvette. And then all those that are tuning in and listening in from Facebook, and of course, follow me on Facebook or connect with me on Facebook. We can be friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Charvette. And those that are listening from all across the World Wide Web, oh, and those on the phone lines as well. Hey there, we see you, and thank you so much for checking us out here today. So let me tell you about today's show. I have three dynamic ladies. Yes, three dynamic women that are going to be on the show today. We're going to be actually starting the top of the hour out here with a influential woman in ministry segment. We are excited to be able to chat with Dr. Cindy Trim. She's been here before on the show, so friend of the show. She's a best-selling author and a high-impact teacher and a former senator. Dr. Trim is certainly a sought-after empowerment specialist and revolutionary thinker and transformational leader. And we're going to be talking to her today about the sequel. Yes, did you know there is a sequel to the Rules of Engagement called The Rules of Engagement for Overcoming Your Past. So we're going to be chatting up about that. And then we're going to move into our second segment. We're going to be talking to Kyla Jade. Yes, she actually comes into your living room every Sunday. Yes, every Sunday she is in your living room. You might be saying, how is that possible? Well, she is on BET's Bobby Jones Gospel with the Nashville Super Choir. So that's how she jumped into your living room every Sunday. And she certainly is one of the standout vocalists with the Nashville Super Choir. She has a single release on May 23rd called Hello Sunshine, and we are going to be talking to Kyla Jade. Just this year alone, she led praise and worship on the Tom Joyner One Love Cruise, and she's been seen at Music Hall in downtown Detroit and more, so we're going to hear more about her. Then in our third segment, another artist, new artist, this young lady is certainly a friend of the show, Tamika Hall. Yes. You know Tamika. Certainly she is a powerful woman, and now she can add to her title, add to her list, psalmist, worship leader, artist. Yes. She has a new project out. She writes and she sings contemporary Christian music, which is fused with elements of gospel, classical jazz, rock, and salsa. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to her about her testimony, which is interwoven into the single Here I Am. We're going to actually let you hear that, and then we're going to be talking to Tamika Hall. And she says, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm a worshiper who's been called to an out-of-the-box ministry. And so we want to hear what she means by that. I know you do. Again, thank you for those that are checking us out here. Listen, we're actually going to let you hear Hello Sunshine by Kyla Jade, again, releasing this Friday. We're going to jump right on in and let you hear that. Hello Sunshine. Here we go.
Bright sunshine. Hello,
can't explain what I've been through, trying to live my life without you, Lord. It seems as if it will never cease to rain, but you've got the power to make it all.
Jade, again, we'll be chatting it up with her later on in the show so you can hear about that single again from Nashville Super Choir, B.T. Bobby Jones Gospel. Listen, we're ready to move right on into our next segment. Our featured guest is hanging out in the virtual green room, and we're going to the mic right now. We're excited to bring on air right now Dr. Cindy Trim. Hello, Dr. Trim. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Well, thank you, and, you know, it's another great day on planet Earth, and any day above ground zero is a good day to praise the Lord.
Yes, 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 I love it. We are honored to have you back, actually, on the show here and to talk with you. You certainly have, we introduced you a little bit earlier, but so many things that you are known for, and certainly your books. You are known for books, and you had the recent release of Reclaim Your Soul, which really just helped people. We want to hear about the rules of engagement for overcoming your past. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us are really stuck in our past, and we can't get over certain things. We can't get over our hurts, our pain. And a lot of people tell me, you know, they go, they forgive, but the pain is so deep when they see the person, they're still angry, they're still bitter, they still, you know, want to get back at them. And,
yeah.
Ask me a question. How do you overcome your past? So I wrote them, and it was a one-pager. And then the one pager turned into this book.
Wow. And you have a background in psychotherapy and counseling and coaching as well. And so what are some of the key issues that you really deal with in this new book?
Loneliness, the spirit of an orphan, which is big. You know, it's possible even to grow up in two-parent homes and still have an orphan spirit. And so I talk about the inability for us to connect, not marry, not have friends, but to find people who we feel safe with enough to entrust our soul to. And I talk about a little bit about unhealthy soul ties, because the unhealthy soul ties are actually talked about in Reclaim Your Soul. And it's all about relationships, the relationship you have with yourself, the relationship you have with God, and being able to overcome, you know, the feeling of emptiness, isolation, not being loved, and, you know, the fight or flight kind of situation. And we go in a lot into that, you know, and there's so many things that hold us back. We know something's wrong, but sometimes we cannot articulate it. And so this book articulates it for you. And not only does it describe it, it gives you tools to overcome.
Wow, tools to overcome. Listeners, if you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are talking to the Dr. Cindy Trim, newest release, The Rules of Engagement for Overcoming Your Past. Now, this is a sequel or a part of the Rules of Engagement series. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's the part two of it. We have the Rules of Engagement for Spiritual Warfare. And now we're dealing with those issues that are near and dear to us, and that is moving beyond just fighting the enemy and fighting for our liberty and freedom.
And that book, the original one, was wildly successful, written almost over 10 years ago, and it still has impact.
Can you believe that? And, you know, this is how we have to live our lives. We have to live our lives on purpose, because life marches on.
It goes on. It goes on. Time waits for no one. Time waits
for no
one. And
it goes up without us. So we might as well get unstuck from the past and live in the present so we can have a better future.
What is a symptom or a sign that someone is stuck? Sometimes people don't know they're stuck. Are there any symptoms or signs?
The same cycle drawing to us, the same people. You know, a lot of times I hear people say, well, this always happens to me. That's a sign that you're stuck. Or, you know, there are some people who have many, many goals and they've written their vision, but that's as far as they got. And they talk about, well, this is what I'm going to do. 10 years past, 15 years past, 20 years past, they haven't done it. That's a sign of being stuck.
All right, listeners, so then you need a copy of the Rules of Engagement for Overcoming Your Past. Can listeners pick it up now? Can they pre-order?
Oh, yes, they could pre-order it at cindytrim.com. And guess what? That particular book is sold for $9.99, and on my site is $6.99 until the end of the month.
$6.99, listeners, until the end of the month. Cindy Trim.
I know, everybody, look, don't just buy one for you. Buy one for your closest BFF, your friends. And this is a good book for young adults as well. Those that have been through divorce, those that have been betrayed, those that have been rejected.
Yes. My goodness, there you have it, listeners. A personal invitation from Dr. Cindy Trim to pick up a copy of her book. You want to pick it up. Pre-order The Rules of Engagement for Overcoming Your Past, cindytrim.com. Listen, we have tweeted, so you can follow her on Twitter at Cindy Trim, and then also certainly on Facebook. But the main, cindytrim.com is the main website that you want to go to and you want to check it out. All right, listeners, I am telling you what, listen, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we are going to be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere. We're going to be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still,
I smile.
Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back, listeners. Yes, we're here chatting up with Dr. Cindy Trim, talking about the rules of engagement for overcoming your past. Go to CindyTrim.com and pre-order a couple copies. All right. So, Dr. Trim, tell us, are there other resources you may suggest that would help listeners who want to really reclaim their soul and overcome their past?
Absolutely. The Soul Fast series is an excellent series. The Bible said, what does it profit a man to gain his whole world or lose his soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? And, you know, the soul is the seat of your reflective consciousness, your mind, your will, your emotions, your personality, your identity, your dreams, your goals, your vision. Mm. And when you give up your personal power, you are giving up yourself, your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your destiny, your purpose. And this 40-day Soul Fest is a journey. It's like having a psychotherapist or a coach or a counselor in a book, and it walks you for 40 days through reclaiming your soul and getting your personal power back and living true to who God has made you to be, living authentically. And, you know, I ask the question, could things be the way they are because you are the way you are? And what one thing can you change that can change everything? And this 40-day Soul Fast is not about what you are eating. It's about what's eating you. And the second series to that is on the Reclaim Your Soul. And this is a brilliant book because it's about relationships, who you're relating to, how you're relating, and it's not just about soul ties, breaking soul ties, but it explains there are about a good 32 different ways that you can develop soul ties, and it gives you all of the outline of all of these things that you can have soul ties with, how to break it, how to have healthy relationships, and how to build positive boundaries so that you can live a resilient life. The Bible said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Yes, and we need it. We need it. How can we get a hold of that?
Go online. And when they order it, I'm encouraging everyone to also, they can be a part of receiving every Tuesday the Empowerment Moment. And it's a newsletter that gives you empowerment, and it's free, so they can go online at CindyTrim.com. And my suggestion is that they order not only the 40-Day Soul Fast and Reclaim Your Soul and the newest book, Overcoming, the Rules of Engagement for Overcoming Your Past, but also we have a daily devotional. And it is incredible because it not only has your scripture for the day, your devotional for the day, it's got your declaration for the day. So it's a one-stop shop, 365 days, and you can start whenever you buy the book.
And we know it's powerful just from Commanding Your Morning, one of your bestsellers as well. So we know that starting the day out with that devotional is powerful. Oh, my goodness, our time is winding up. I want you to share some encouraging words with our listeners just as we close out. I know you're preparing to speak, but tell us just what's on your mind, what's on your heart that you want to share with our listeners.
Well, you know, one of the things, I just share a little bit about what I'm going to be preaching tonight from out of Proverbs 31:10-12. Proverbs 31, everybody knows that. Who can find a virtuous woman? And that word find comes from a Greek word. Who can meet or pinpoint or discover or happen across or identify? And I want to let everyone know that your days of obscurity is over. The people that overlooked you last season are going to look up to you this season.
Oh, my goodness. That is a tweetable. Someone needs to tweet that and give Dr. Trim the credit for that. Yes, 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 yes. And so many people feel overlooked, feel dismissed, and then that weighs them down.
Yes, yes, yes. But, you know, the resources are there, and we just want to do life with people, you know?
Yeah.
We just
yes.
want to do life with people. And not only give them tools, show them how to use the tools.
All right. Fabulous. Well said, well said. And thank you so much for just sharing some time to just share about the books and the resources you have put together to help the body of Christ and beyond with our lives so we can just live, so we can just do this thing called life. Thank you so much again, Dr. Trim, for stopping by.
And thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to connect, and I look forward to the next time for us being together so that we can empower the listeners to live life on purpose.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. All right, listeners, we're going to a very quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with our second segment with Kyla Jade talking about Hello Sunshine. Don't you go anywhere. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
Are you starting a new business, releasing a CD, writing a new book? Consider Mitchell Productions for your web design services. Visit www.mitchell-productions.com for portfolio samples, specials, and package prices. Remember, a website is not a luxury item. It's a necessity. Check out mitchell-productions.com or find them at facebook.com/mitchellproductions.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back, listeners. Welcome back. Again, hello to those that are tuning in from Twitter, from Facebook, from all across the World Wide Web. Those that are hanging out on the phone lines listening, we say, hey, welcome. We're moving right on into our next spotlight, sister girlfriend spotlight, artist spotlight. My guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing her to the mic, so hopefully she's enjoyed some virtual snacks while she's been in the virtual green room. Kyla Jade, we are excited to have her on. Listen, like I said earlier, she's in your living rooms every Sunday on the BET Bobby Jones Gospel Show. OMG, Nashville Super Choir's own Kyla Jade. We're excited to have you and to talk about your new release this Friday.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here. I've really enjoyed your show. I've really enjoyed it today.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Listen, so let's chat. I love you. You certainly have so much that's on your bio. I do definitely want to mention that you have done so many things just this year alone. You've led praise and worship on the Tom Joyner One Love Cruise. You appeared on the 2014 production of Perilous Times at Music Hall in downtown Detroit, Michigan. You were featured on Bobby Jones' current CD, Rejoice With Me, and now you found some time in the midst there to put together your own single. And I also want to call out that you are the music and arts director at Cathedral of Praise Church of God in Christ.
Absolutely.
So big shout out there. So tell us about Hello Sunshine.
Shout out to Bishop Maynard and CLP.
Well, yes,
Hello Sunshine is actually
It is an old song, actually. It's from the 70s. So if you're familiar with Maceo Woods at all, he did he actually did the first version of the song, and it was just so catchy. It was old and authentic and just such a bright song for a choir to do back in the 70s, and it was immediately a crossover song. And then Aretha Franklin did a version of it about 2 or 3 years later. But, you know, Miss RiRi puts her own twist to everything.
Right,
so
right.
It's one of those songs that just stays with you. I never knew the words growing up. I only remembered the chorus. Like, I always thought about it on really pretty, sunshiny days. And we've had such a cold winter. And it was just a perfect song. And so I wanted to give it my own feel, my own twist. And a good friend of mine, John Murray, who does the A-List, he's a phenomenal writer.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, my gosh, Kyla, remember that song? I've been obsessed with it for years. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And so it just kind of fell into place. And
fell
I
into place.
Yeah,
and now we have Hello Sunshine.
Just kind of things out.
That's what he does. And so people will be able to grab a hold of this on Friday from iTunes. So we want them to get it, right?
Not on iTunes yet. It'll be because, actually, Friday is my birthday. So I am asking
Happy early birthday.
Of my friends, thank you, all of my friends and extended family to go to my website, which is KylaSings.com, and they can get it there on my birthday. So it'll be there for a limited time, and then we'll move over to all of the digital outlets.
Fabulous. KylaSings.com. You can get it there. Beautiful. I love the website. Beautiful pictures and all that.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. So what genre, if someone asked you to put yourself in a genre, how would you describe the genre you are in or you would like to be in?
That's the fun part, is that
yes.
Everybody kind of has their own opinion of what I do. And if I were to surmise, I would just say it's soul music. It's like a gumbo pot. You can put pretty much anything in it, and it's going to come together in some great recipe and be good for you. And that's kind of where my music lies because of all of my influences. The Super Choir has been phenomenal. I'm classically trained. I am a church kid. I love soul. I love jazz. And so it's all of those things infused, and that's pretty much where you get my sound. And so I just call it soul music.
Soul music, good for the soul. So how did you first get connected with the Nashville Super Choir?
I got connected to two of the members, Miss Emily being most prominent, Miss Emily Harris, who just passed two years ago. She's been with Bobby Jones as long as he's been on. She attended my church. And so she and her sister, who used to sing, they both were in their 70s, said, come here, girl. And I was like, yes, ma'am. So I went to a rehearsal with them and just kind of sat in there in the back, was just looking at all these people who I'd watched growing up. And Dr. Jones said, now I've heard about you. Come here. And so I got up and I came in front of the choir, and he sang a piece of What the World Needs Now. And then handed me a microphone and said, sing, girl.
Oh,
I was like,
wow.
What is going on? You know, immediate panic. But the blessing is, as a church kid, you don't get time to prepare. If they say sing, you know to sing. You go to those songs that your mama sang to you, and you just go forward. So I sang a little piece of it and went home. And the next day he called me and said, this is Dr. Jones. And I was like, no, it's not. How did you get my number? And he said, there's one ambassador, darling. There's only one. I said, oh, my gosh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, hi. And he said, I love you. Can we keep you? And that was it. 7 years later, he kept me, so I'm still there.
Wow. And so what is, like, the day in the life of a Nashville Super Choir singer? How do you do with the tapings? Is it kind of, like, all done at one time?
Yeah. We tape for the whole year in 2 weeks. So it is a lot of work. We go to D.C. and we spend 2 weeks basically doing three tapings a day and four, you know, sometimes six songs a night, and we just get it all done in 2 weekends. So it's strenuous, but Derek Lee, who's also the producer of Hello Sunshine, does a phenomenal job. He has been the musical director for Bobby Jones for years, and he's just phenomenal. He whips us into shape, gets us together, and we go on and work.
And make it look so seamless and effortless. Yes, make it look so effortless.
Yes. It is a blessing, definitely.
Wow. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're chatting up in our artist spotlight, talking to Kyla Jade. We want you to pick up Hello Sunshine on her birthday, on Friday,
yes,
at her website, KylaSings.com, KylaSings.com. So you want to go there and pick that up. And on the birthday, I mean, you know, hey, you got to do it just for no other reason than for your birthday.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. So do you have any tips for those that are aspiring artists that are listening in? You know, they're putting their time in at their local church. They're putting their time in on the community choir, and they feel like, you know, I'm ready to go to the next level. I'm ready to put my own project out, put my own single out. Any advice you would give those that are listening in that category?
Absolutely. I definitely believe that this is the time of blessings. I believe that God has given us gifts and abilities, and a lot of times we as a people put limits on ourselves. And so I truly believe that if you trust God and you know and you believe in the gifting he's given you, then it's time to work.
Yeah.
It's time to put your feet to the ground and to get it done. There is something that you have to offer as an individual for this world. And if you're disobedient, then someone is not receiving the blessings that they need. So my advice to you is to work hard, believe in yourself, and believe in the gifting God has given you, and then the sky's the limit. You're the only one who's keeping yourself from going where you need to go.
All right, there you have it. And just for to play angel's advocate, let me just play angel's advocate. What about those that are listening saying, well, you sing for Bobby Jones, so this had to just be an easy breezy process for you.
No, honey, let me tell you something. Listen, no.
Tell them like it is. Tell them like it is.
Absolutely not. And that's the one thing is that I truly believe in transparency. And I have not, you know, even to this day, everything is still a struggle. And there's always someone who's better than you, who's more talented, who's skinnier, who's thicker, who's prettier. There's always
right.
someone who can do it better. But guess what? No one has your gifting. So no one has what I have. And as long as you're confident in that, you just have to work. The Super Choir is full of lead singers, full of phenomenal people. Some who don't want to be artists, some who do.
Right.
The point is finding your niche and working it.
All right, there you go. Find your niche and work that angle. And so as I mentioned also, you are the music and arts director at Cathedral of Praise, Church of God in Christ.
South South CLP. Absolutely. I love my church.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, I think it's important, and I bring it up because a lot of times people that can sing, they kind of just some of them will get in this, I just want to do gigs, I just want to, you know, and I don't
Absolutely.
Have to be faithful to a local assembly
Absolutely.
Or local church. What's the importance? What has that done for your music ministry to be somewhere committed in a ministry?
Absolutely. One, it's being covered. That spiritual covering thing is no joke. It's understanding that your leader not only prays for you, but is going to cover you when you're away from home. And two, it has been my preparation ground is understanding
yeah.
ministry and understanding that artistry is a good thing. But if you don't understand ministry from the core, then what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
As gospel artists,
mm-hmm.
we are to spread the goodness of Jesus. We are to change atmospheres, to shift atmospheres, to change lives. And if you don't have an understanding of that, then there's no point. You're just singing a pretty song. And so being covered at my church, being with people, being with my family who support me and protect me and cover me is why I think God is being faithful to me at this point in my life, because I was faithful to my ministry.
Amen. Well said. And I know the saying is, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. But I want to say, if you can make it in your local church choir with all
there
of the dynamics and personalities, saying that all in a nice way, if you can make it in your local choir, you are prepared to make it on the road and make it other places. Hey there. If you just tuned in, hey, you're checking it out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Just chanted up here in our artist spotlight, Kyla Jade, Hello Sunshine, available on Friday, May 23rd. Kyla, can they list, can they follow you on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff?
Absolutely. It's all the same. Kyla Sings on Twitter, Kyla Sings on Facebook, Kyla Sings on Instagram. So you can find me on all of those things.
All right, great. All right, we had for our artist a five-question. You can't, you just give the first answer that comes on the top of your head. All right, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, great. What's your favorite food?
Chicken.
All right. What's your favorite vacation?
Anywhere where I'm not working and I have a book.
All right. Oh, which segues to the next one, the last book you read.
All About Love, Bell Hooks, actually.
Oh, okay. Favorite TV show?
I'm not really a TV watcher. I'm more of a movie
okay.
watcher.
All right, we'll take
so
favorite
I love
movie.
Old classical. I love old classical musicals.
Okay, we'll take that. And then my last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
I am motivated by the people around me. I love to see my friends and family. My sister just graduated with her master's degree. My other younger sister, whose birthday the day before mine, happy early birthday, Katie Mickey. She is up for a warden in her job. Like, I am just motivated by those who are hustling and are enjoying their lives and enjoying the things of God. That makes me happy, and that makes me strive to be a better person.
Well said, well said. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell radio show.
Thank
We're glad
so
we just had a chance to.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, we got to give you an applause early for your birthday.
Woo! I'll
Cheers.
Take it. I will take it.
For your birthday. And we're following you on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff, so we will stay connected that way.
Absolutely. And I will definitely. I stated before, the young lady, Dr. Cindy Trim, was amazing in the first segment. So you definitely have a new listener. I've enjoyed you thoroughly.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, listeners, guess what? Don't go anywhere. We have another quick commercial break. Then we're going to be back with my next guest, friend of the show, Tamika Hall, OMG, psalmist, worship leader. We're going to be talking about Here I Am. You don't want to go anywhere. You're going to hear all about it right after these quick commercial breaks.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Joy Fest is coming back to Richmond. It's your man, Kirk Franklin.
It hurts, y'all, but still. Come on.
Even though I hurt, see, I smile.
Y'all feel that?
What's up, God's people? I want you to join me for a day of worship and music. Saturday, July 19th at King's Dominion. Joy Fest also features Sherry Shepherd, Tamela Mann, and your MC, Bone Hampton.
And just added, Canton Jones. Get the best price now and save $5 when you buy early bird tickets through June 20th by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And your ticket to the festival gets you into the park, too, for a full day of fun and rides as King's Dominion celebrates 40 years of family fun, thrills, and memories.
Feel the joy, people, at King's Dominion, July 19th, Saturday. I can't wait to see you there. With me, your boy, Kirk Franklin, Sherry Shepherd, and Tamela Mann.
Also featuring Canton Jones.
I want you to join me at Joy Fest July 19th at King's Dominion.
Tickets and more details available online at joyfest.org.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at mitchell-productions.com. Mitchell.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Again, shout out to all those that are tuning in, listening in on the phone lines, those that are tweeting, and also those that are on Facebook. Hey there, those that are listening from Charvette.com, those that are listening from iTunes and all those good places. We're excited to have you here on the show. Listen, we're moving right on in to our last spotlight, but certainly saving some of the best for last. We're excited to have Tamika Hall joining us here in the virtual studio, and she has truly been hanging out in the virtual green room, so hopefully she enjoys some virtual snacks and all of that there. So I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Tamika Hall, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Charvette. I'm really excited to be here. And, honey, I love any snacks that they don't pack on any pounds, so I've been enjoying the snacks. They've been great.
They've been great. All right, we've done well. So certainly, as I mentioned before, no stranger to the show at all. You've been here before, and you are here in a different light this time.
Yeah.
So you are a best-selling author. You're a speaker. You're a radio personality. You're a web series producer, and now we add on recording artists. So tell us, how did that come about?
You know what? It's the crazy thing, out of everything that you've mentioned, the one thing growing up I always wanted to do was sing. And I was always trying to hit the notes like Mariah Carey or be soulful, you know, like Whitney Houston, and, you know, and of course I was always driving everybody in the house crazy. But even though that was the one thing that I wanted to do my whole entire life, I really didn't think it would ever really happen. And, you know, as a young adult, about 20 years old, was kind of thrust into being a praise and worship leader. Here I am in my 30s, still a worship leader. And I finally just kind of gave up on the fact that I would ever record anything. And I actually had a best friend who was like, listen, she actually plays music. She was like, look, you're always talking about the fact that you've written songs. I want to hear something because I'm tired of you talking about it. Be about it. So I submitted a song to her. That was back in August. In November, we actually released it, and it was only supposed to be a one-time thing. And here we are. You know, I have seven songs later. We've done concerts and traveled, you know, throughout the East Coast, and it's just been amazing. So.
And here we are. Okay, so you had one friend that was a catalyst that said, hey, you got to put a stake in the ground. You have to hang up a shingle and do something here with this. And so we're going to actually let listeners hear a little bit in a few minutes, actually, Here I Am. And that is your testimony is found interwoven in that song. Tell us why and tell us how.
You know what, I was actually, it's funny how God gives me songs. I mean, I've been writing for years, and a lot of times either I'll wake up in the middle of the night and have to sing in my phone really fast or else I'll forget it. Or in this particular case, I was driving. I think I was on my way to Delaware, and I remember just kind of thinking about, I said, God, I'm always messing up. You know, we always feel like we mess up, even more than other people do. But we just feel like we're just scum. That's kind of how I felt. I'm just scum right now. I said, I'm always messing up, God, and I said, God, just forgive me this time. And I said, God, here I am again. And as soon as I said that, I just kind of started singing how I felt, just about, you know, I come to you broken, I'm empty, I'm ashamed. And, you know, when we're ashamed, there's no shame like the shame that you feel when you feel like you've disappointed your Savior. And so I began to pour that out into the song, and, you know, I recorded it real quick. Sent it to T. She actually was on her show a little while ago, T. Fidel Harris, and she put the music to it. And, you know, it's just been the staple song ever since.
OMG. All right, so we have the background on that. Tell us about some of the other songs that our listeners would actually hear on the project.
You know what? All of my songs really are based on scripture, and they just kind of come from you know, at different points of how I might be feeling. One of the songs that people love is Dwell. You know, it's like, I will dwell in the presence of the Most High God. You know, and you're just, that's just where you're dwelling. And
yeah.
We have some really fun up-tempo songs like Hallelujah. It's got, you know, that real nice bass that you love to hear in a down-home gospel church where you hear that gospel music. My sound is really eclectic, you know. Some people would kind of categorize me as being contemporary Christian, and I think that's kind of where I am. But because my background is gospel, you find gospel infused in everything that I do. But, you know, this chick right here has a background in Spanish. So a lot of stuff
okay.
I have has that little, yeah, has a little salsa sound to it as well. So, but at the base of it all, it's all praise and worship. And my dream and goal is that this music will be sung in churches all over the world.
Yes, and you know what? God is a creative God, and he's an open God and out of the box. So, you know, he can get things done a whole lot of different kind of ways, and he can reach people a whole lot of different kind of ways. I know that probably wasn't the correct English sentence, but y'all know what I mean, and y'all know what I'm talking about. And you also say that you are a worshiper who's been called to an out-of-the-box ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit.
You know what? I just think that a lot of us who are in the worship arts, you know, those of us that God has allowed to go before the people, like even yourself, Charvette, I mean, your show, this is ministry. And for a lot of people, it's out of the box. And I think when you're out of the box, you have to recognize that God will call you to peculiar places, you know. And I mean, actually, you know, 1 Peter 2:9 says that we are a chosen generation. We are peculiar people. And when I finally began to understand that, I'm unique and God made me different on purpose, that he called me to do ministry on the radio. He called me to do ministry via web series. You know, he called me to do my writing with books. I began to really embrace that and understand exactly why I was put here. And, you know, I think that God, he gives us, those of us who aren't necessarily, well, we might be afraid, but we're willing to go before the people. He puts that in us to be out of the box. Because I think nowadays it's time for us to be out of the box and to proclaim his glory and to build the kingdom by any means necessary. And I think that that's what God has called me to do.
And you know what? The world is out of the box. You know, people are doing things now openly with no shame, with no that at least in the past it used to be, well, you know, it's being done, but it's kind of hidden, it's kind of brushed off to the side. But people are bold these days, so we should match that, right? We should match that.
And that's the thing, Charvette. We why aren't we doing that? In the body of Christ, we're not doing that. You know, I mean, you're an amazing web designer, so I'm sure you've felt the pushback even from those in ministry. Oh, I don't want to promote. You know, that's the scary word.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to promote ministry. Why aren't we leveraging the internet to share the goodness of God? You're not promoting yourself. I tell people that I was created to make God famous. It's not about me. But I was created to make God famous. And if we keep God at the forefront, then everything that we do, it's not going to fail. And everything that we're going to be for the right reason.
Listen, you are all in my notes from a teleseminar I hosted last Thursday. You are literally, I can take a screenshot because I opened, the teleseminar was called How to Promote Your Ministry on a Shoestring Budget. And I started out by dealing with, okay, if you have people around you that are struggling with, should we be marketing, should we be promoting, the definition of promote from Google, the definition of promote is simply further the progress of something, especially a cause, venture, or aim, support, or actively encourage. That's all promote is. So, yes, I am all in alignment. All in alignment.
Absolutely.
So, listen, and while people are listening, how can they get a hold of your music and connect with you online?
Oh, you know what? I'm everywhere. Amen. I'm so excited about that. You can find me online. You can find me online by going to TamikaHall.net or TamikaHall.com. And Tamika is TamikaHall, like hallway, .net. Or, again, you can find me at .com. all of my music's there. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at I Am Tamika Hall. I'm on Facebook at Tamika Hall Ministries. But if you can't remember any of that, if you go to the website, that's the hub for everything. You can find my music also on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. It's everywhere.
Everywhere, everywhere. There you go. Yes. And that's how you want to be as an artist. And just as I mentioned with our last artist spotlight, Kyla Jade, you are working in your local ministry, so you're not just out kind of doing gigs, but you know, certainly, as you mentioned, you were forced to be a praise and worship leader early on. So you
yes.
are no stranger to the local, to really working in your local ministry, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think that that's important. And actually, as Kyla was saying, I was sitting here going, amen, yes, you know. I think that's where you get a good training. And you actually said it. I'm trying to tell you, if you can make it in front of your own people who are not afraid to tell you when you sound a mess, when you look a mess, when they feel like you didn't hit the mark, then you can make it anywhere. It's, you know, my pastor is Bishop Dane Andre Coleman. We're located on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. He's just an amazing man of God, and it's been an incredible training ground. I actually served as the praise and worship leader with my wonderful husband, Terrell Hall. We served there for 6 years before God called me out and said, okay, now it's time. I think you're ready to be able to move forward. And so, you know, but it was a great training ground, and you know, to be able to just sit and to learn. And there's nothing like learning what ministry is and how to effectively do it. But you have to actually do it. It's on the job training. It really is.
it really is. You know what? You could not have said it any better. It is on the job training. It is
absolutely.
You can read in books. You can go to conferences. But ministry is on the job training. So I also want to highlight some of the other things that that we mentioned that you do. So certainly you have your own radio show. You're also sharing knowledge and wisdom all the time with articles and things of that nature. I know you have something out. I saw on your Twitter, 6 ways to promote your ministry for free. And so, you know, tell us about all the other things that you're doing or what's maybe a hot topic item that you're working on now.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. You know, first of all, I have to give a lot of credit and very special thanks to, I call her my auntie, LaTanya Boyd, a faithful believer.
Yes.
She came to me because she gave me, well, not gave me, but she presented an author to me over a year ago. And I went to her and I said, oh, my God, I have so much in my head. There's so much that God has allowed me to be able to do. I need to figure out how to focus. And so she came on. She really helped me to hone in. And from working with her for over a year, I found that in addition to actually being out there, you know, as a psalmist and all that stuff, God has called me to teach. I'm a teacher, and so what you find when you go to TamikaHall.net, you'll find something like a DIY video of 6 ways to promote your worship arts ministry for free, because, again, I think that where we are falling short in ministry is that we don't know how to get our information out, and we don't understand that there are ways to do it for free or for very little money. And actually, I was on your call, on your teleseminar. It was an amazing teleseminar, and I was sitting there going, yeah, Charvette, you're saying exactly what I'm saying. And again, some of the things that I do, you know, every day there's a podcast where I'm speaking to worship artists from all over the world, because we're talking about the importance of worship, you know, and the fact that that's where it all begins. And so from there, we also have the Worship Arts Magazine, which is a bi-monthly publication. And if you sign up to be one of my VIP subscribers, folks, it's VIP, but it's free, then you receive a free download of the magazine every time that comes out. And so those are some of the things that I have going on, and that's the hot ticket stuff that's happening.
Oh, yeah. That is awesome that you took the time to put that out. So tell them specifically how they can get on that VIP list and get a hold of that.
You know what? If you go to TamikaHall.net, at the very top of there, I have a nice little bar, and it tells you to just sign up. You just put in your email and your name. I do not blow you away with annoying emails. It's simply usually an email that just kind of says, hey, this is who is on the podcast today. You know, and God has blessed us to have some really incredible people. You know, like Anita Haddon's been on the show. I've had Charvette on the show to just share yeah, what worship is and how we can take what we do to the next level. I mean, we're ministers, and we're supposed to be proclaiming the gospel. So if you sign up for that, you can do it right there for free, and you'll automatically receive different tips and videos, and, again, you'll get the download of the Worship Arts magazine as well.
Wonderful. And you really should share that with others that you know are doing worship and arts, praise and worship. You know, share resources are powerful. And in particular, if you have put this together, complimentary, because we know that time is money. So it's a complimentary tool that has been provided to you all. Again, if you're just tuning in, hey there. We see people still joining us. Welcome.
Hey.
We're chatting up here in our artist spotlight with Tamika Hall. We're getting ready to let you hear Here I Am. So you know what? Let's do this, Tamika. Let's go ahead and let them hear Here I Am, and then we'll jump back and kind of close things out. How does that sound?
That sounds amazing. Thank you.
All right, great. All right, listeners, here we go. Here I Am by Tamika Hall.
I come to you broken in the end of day. My heart shattered to peace. I've disappointed you again.
And though I tried to find the peace out of your will, there is no really. And so I come to you, please make me whole again. Lord, here I am. Here I am. It's just me. Once again, Lord,
you
a.m., Tamika Hall. There you have it, Tamika. Awesome, awesome, awesome worship. How does it feel to hear your song? How does it feel?
Listen,
how does it feel?
I'm sitting up here tweeting. I'm like, my song's being played on the Charvette Mitchell Show. Like, I'm like, right now. No, right now. It's awesome. It feels really, really good. I appreciate you doing that. Thank you so much.
Wonderful, wonderful. Tell our listeners again how they can get a hold of your music to purchase it.
Absolutely. Please go to my website, www.tamikahall.net. If you don't want to go directly there, I don't know why you wouldn't, but if you don't, you can also go to iTunes and you can get it from there also. Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
All right. Awesome, awesome. Okay, so we have to do the five surefire questions for an artist. Just the first answer that comes to mind, you got to give it to us, okay?
I'm ready.
All right. What's your favorite food?
Pizza and French fries.
Okay. What's your favorite vacation?
You said my favorite vacation?
Uh-huh.
Well, the hubby and I, we just got back from Jamaica a couple of months ago. So right now, that's at the top of the list.
Yes. I'm with you. Okay, the last book you read.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. You know what? It's funny. The last book that I read is actually called Sex in the Pews. And it's actually by a pastor, Pastor J.K. Sanders. It's an awesome expose on, like, the hidden sex culture in church. So it's a really good one.
Wow. All right. There you go. Okay. Your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show is Scandal at the moment.
Mm.
Yes. And
I
The Have
right
and Have Not.
Okay. There you go. Shout out to Oprah. Okay. And the last question, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me is now that I have understood who I am and what I'm supposed to be doing, what motivates me is making sure that I make God large on this earth, and, you know, with the space that he's given me. And, you know, as I said, you know, I feel like I know I've been created to make God famous. And so that's what continues to motivate me.
All right. Well said. I love it. Well, I'm glad we had a chance to spotlight you and your music ministry side here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and certainly wish you much more continued success.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, listeners, guess what? That is going to wrap up a full show here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, share the link with a friend if you only heard a part of it, or if they didn't hear any of it. Listen, tell them to go to charvette.com. That's the easiest place, the easiest way to do a replay, charvette.com. Hey, follow me, twitter.com/charvette, Charvette, Charvette, charvette.com. See y'all next week.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.